Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
God says to you, wherever I've placed you, make your spot sweet through contentment.
Awesome.
That wherever you are, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were standing in that furnace, were they in their sweet spot? God made that spot sweet.
Amen.
Because they were there in the place where God had placed them in that moment. And what that does is that frees people up. So if you're a man who's always wanted to change the world, but now you're collecting garbage, you know, on the side of the road, working for the city, well, that can be your sweet spot. Ultimately, God may have different plans for you in a different place, but right there through contentment, that spot can be sweet.
Change the world one garbage can at a time.
Amen. And the thing is, God sees and he knows and he takes our offering and he multiplies it. That's his work. And I think that's so powerful. But the reason I brought that up is because it is amazing the things we can justify in the name of ministry for the sake of influence. And you even unpack the whole idea of ambition. If it's a terrible leader, it's got to get behind and follow. Go ahead.
Can I piggyback on our book title here? Whatever the cost, facing your fears and dying to your dreams. What we've seen is that Satan is either going to try to scare you away or lure you away. Mm-hmm. If he's going to lure you away, he's going to do exactly what you've talked about right there. That David and I, in that moment when we had this platform with HGTV, we could have focused on it and said, you know what, we're going to get a little more strategic, nuance our speech, calm it down a little bit, and then the devil doesn't have to worry about scaring me away because he's luring me away with my own dreams and visions of what I want to accomplish for God. Mm-hmm. and then on the other hand, we've got the face the fear. And so David, you know, when I speak tonight, I'll share this about King David against Goliath. He had to actually stand out there and face him. And when he faced him, God took over the fight. And he discovered an extraordinary principle that our blessings are oftentimes only found on the other side of our greatest fears.
So as Jason and I have been speaking with folks, especially spiritual leaders, political leaders, we say you have to die to your dreams. You have to take what God gives you and hold it with an open hand. If you are transacting with God at the level of the mind, then you're going to get strategic and say, well, I'm going to have a big platform if I just back out of this fight. But you know what? Even David, he had already been anointed king before he faced Goliath. He could have just sat quietly by and had the throne. But that's not the kind of man he was. Mm-hmm. He was a fighter because he knew he was in a spiritual battle. And he knew the God that was in him would not allow him to sit silent on that particular day. So he went and fought. And that's what God is calling spiritual leaders. And even some of our elected leaders, look, die to your position. Die to your influence. Die to the elect. That's right. Get rid of the fear of man and a man-pleasing spirit. Fear God. Stand for Him. Speak the truth. And if something erects itself as a stronghold in our culture, like it is today, that we're watching every single day now, you stand and you speak the truth of God, and you let the chips fall where they may. You know what? If you lose your church, you lose it. If you lose your position of influence in the government, you lose it. But that's the nature of a true biblical man of God. Or a woman of God that says, I will serve the Lord whatever the cost.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.